20th is January. Today at Kuadinam is January 20th. We're greeting you. The doors of our cyberspace ashram are open, and we have a few questions today. One is on invisible management, a typical question. I'm exhausted, stressed, overstretched, overworked, overbusy. Balancing my life, work, commitments seem an impossible task. What can I do? That's a very big question, and it's about business. To be a Swami or a Guru in today's world, you have to be many things. You have to be spiritual. You have to know how to meditate. You have to know how to cook. You have to know how to manage people. You have to know something about business. You have to know puja. Many things to be a well-rounded person makes a happy person. So you are overstretched, overworked. You need to balance out your life. To be successful in the workaday world, you have to have a spiritual, social, economic, and educational balance in your life. It can't just be all work. You ask, what is success? Success is being interested in your work, being happy, being interested in your family, being happy together, doing a pilgrimage once a year, taking a vacation, having the weekends to yourself, at least a day and a half a day Saturday and all day Sunday, without any interruptions. Give quality time to your family. They need you. You need them for a full and wonderful life. Doesn't matter how hard you work or how much you earn. Earning means the power to spend. The power to spend can only be a joyous and a happy experience if you are not overstressed. How not to be overstressed? Go to Hatha Yoga class. Get up in the morning and meditate before the sun rises. Follow the basic principles of Sanatana Dharma, and you will be a good leader and look at the world differently. We have another question here. Well, this question is from Malaysia. Creation is created by God. Is it created due to the sin of man or the will of God? Sounds like a very Abrahamic religious question to me, not a Hindu question at all. Because God Shiva is the creator, the preserver, and the reabsorber of the entire universe, and has given you the power to create, preserve, and to absorb that what you have created and are preserving. You are the master of your fate. Fate is not a concept within Sanatana Dharma. Karma is not equated with fate. Fate you can't do anything about. You're a victim to all the circumstances. No way does that fit into the Hindu philosophy of karma. You are the creator of your karma. Whatever you have created is coming back to you. Accept it joyously. Don't fight it, or you will make more karma to come back to you at a later time. You are the little god of your universe. Shiva is the big god of the universe. These are good questions. Send in your questions. We'll be happy to do our best in giving pragmatic answers. And if we haven't answered these two questions fully, ask again. Thank you for coming into Cyberspace Ashram today. You all look very beautiful out there, looking in to us through your computer screen, and us looking out to you through your computer screen. Om Namah Shivaya.